Melody Time. We invite you to stay with us for the next 5 minutes. How do you measure up? Everyone's thinking about figures these days, counting, measuring, saving, spending, reducing, gaining. Would you like to be taller? Have a waist that's smaller? Just how do you measure up? There is a standard by which all of us are measured. It's the Bible. In it, God says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Why don't you measure up to God's standard today by inviting the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart? This is why He died on the cross for your sins. He's the only one who can enable you to measure up. We read in the Bible, "He that hath the Son hath life," that is, measures up. "He that hath not the Son of God hath not life," doesn't measure up. This is something to think about the next time you use your ruler. How do you measure up? Letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4. Let me say this then, speaking for the Lord, live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blinded and confused. Their closed hearts are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God because they've shut their minds against Him and they cannot understand His ways. They don't care anymore about right and wrong and have given themselves over to impure ways. They stop at nothing their evil minds think of. But that isn't the way Christ taught you. If you have really heard His voice, learn from Him the truths concerning Himself, then throw off your old evil nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and sham. Now your attitudes and thoughts must all change. Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy and good. Clothe yourself with this new nature. This is something to think about the next time you use a ruler, a yardstick, a meter stick. How do you measure up? The Lord Jesus is able to help you measure up.